top of Ivy's. Obviously, the coroner between the sheets like the Ozzy's. When you hop on that trolley, make sure your color's correct. Make sure your corporate or Debbie calling your mother collect. They say the governor collect all of our taxes except when we in traffic and tragic.
Hard as hell. What's up, everybody? Welcome to bonus episode number 4 of Hardcast. We're going to go in clockwise order. I'm Billy Mills Curran, and next up is Brad. Go ahead.
Brad Stone, what up? We're back. Billy's driving the ship tonight, whipping the whip and making us, get the show on this road. Let's go.
Snuggled up. Hawk 2 with the top 2. To Brad's right is
Mike Coyle,
the worm coil engine himself. And lastly, next to me
is Mr. Nicholas Mayo. Hi, Billy.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Nicholas Mayonnaise.
And hi, Artie. We're going to drop this as soon as we can.
Okay. This episode is entirely dedicated to Artie now.
Yeah, that guy rocks.
It's also dedicated to the babies that came feet first.
Hey. Sick album.
Yeah, banger album.
Hell yeah.
So cool. So this was end of day 3. We're going to talk about how EW has been. I started my morning off by cutting off a chunk of my finger, and it didn't stop bleeding for a long time, and I bled all over my bagel.
And you closed it in a door right after.
And I finally stopped the bleeding, and then I crunched it in a door, and it started bleeding again. It really sucked. I ate the bagel anyways. How was everybody else's morning?
My morning was great.
Yeah.
I had some toast. Got my deck together for pre-modern today, and not much else. It was beautiful.
You two gentlemen on the couch, how's your morning?
I was so fucking tired this morning from last night. Burned all of my energy and all of my good vibes in one evening. Totally worth it. And I started my day off with some toast and peanut butter, which would be, I guess, the one of number 4 peanut butter sandwiches that I ate today. That's pretty much all I've been surviving on.
Sweet. So we rolled up.
Wait, Coyle didn't talk about his day.
I beg your pardon.
Jesus, Coyle.
Michael, please proceed.
I woke up extraordinarily hungover, and I had to be at the Legacy Main real early, and we decided to go get breakfast out, so I brought me and Brett to this Christian breakfast cafe, and it was really funny. They had a prayer suggestion board.
What'd you write on it?
We prayed for top 8.
Did you pray for your opponents?
No, absolutely not. Selfish prayers.
Fuck, for the inferno you're going to unleash upon them.
Yeah. That probably would have been a lot more humble. I just prayed for top 8.
You would have got some good equity out of that.
Yeah. Pray for their egos.
I'm still learning how to pray. This is, as you know, I'm new to the God thing, so.
Right, about a year deep.
We're figuring it out.
About a year deep, but going strong.
They made really nice breakfast sandwiches and coffee, and it was really cheap.
Hell yeah.
And it was a really cool thing in downtown Pittsburgh, just like Christian-run coffee spot. They had all mentally challenged people working there, and everybody was doing a fucking sick job, and it was awesome. It was a really nice thing to see.
We should go tomorrow.
Yeah, we go back there. It's a cool-ass place. And the dude who was ringing us up used to play Magic.
Hell yeah.
Like, I haven't played since Scars of Mirrodin. Like, what are you guys into? And like, it was like a cool little connection.
And then you talked to him for 40 minutes about EDH.
Yeah.
Talked to Adam.
Yeah, and then he was like, get the fuck out of my establishment.
Yeah. Who's your commander? You're right, go. Take your sandwiches and go.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hell yeah. All right, so let's see here. Yeah, so me, Nick, and Brad got to the convention, and we moved straight to a PM single elimination event, which is fucking bullshit. This is a bad customer experience, EW staff. I hope you understand this. And it's not because I lost round 1. It was because I enjoy the format and want to play it more. So anyways, I lost round 1 against a gentleman. I don't recall his name. He went to school with Rich Shea, and we talked funny Rich Shea stories. He was on Margarita Oath. I have mained both Terrigan and Red Green Oath, and normally feel fairly confident, but he was a skilled and intelligent player and beat me, and he was nice. That was my first PM event. Brad, Nick, how was your PM?
Go ahead, Nick.
So I was lucky, I guess. I had a bye round one, and then I ended up winning my last three to go 4-0, which qualifies for the winning prize of $200 at the Coastal MDG vendor. Went over there, noticed they had four English cradles. I wanted to get English cradles, so I traded in my Japanese ones plus the credit and some cash, and now I have some English cradles for my elf deck.
Good, yeah, that was a sick come up.
Really stoked on it. I played against Machine Head, I played against Oath Intel, and I played against Tin Fins. And I got lucky, especially versus Tin Fins, but Wasteland's pretty sick in elves, and that carried me there. It was a really great time.
Cool. Brad?
I went 0-1 against Jay Still himself. My man team killed me with a grin on his face. Shit-eating grin, mind you. I switched back to like the meddling mage Terrageddon to try and be a little more competitive, but at the end of the day, I was tired and I wasn't really feeling it. And like Flippy said, when you are feeling good and you're happy about your deck and all that shit, you play better. And I wasn't feeling any of those things, so I just like just got a quick 0-2 against the homie, and that's literally all of the magic that I played today.
Cool. So, Nick and Brad, that's all the magic you played today. I played some side event bullshit, but
Can I just say, like, also, I totally agree that the single LM is just, like, such a feels bad and super lame, because, like, I want to go to EW to hang out and play Magic, and when I have one single event that I get to play Magic in, and it's single LM, it's just like, all right, I guess I'm done for the day, like, wait for Sunday.
It's very interesting because, like, they have on-demand events, but they're single elimination, and that is a sufficient, like, the fact that they're single elimination means that I'm not going to buy it. I understand that the business model is that you just, like, you're supposed to churn through them, like, have lots of cash come out of customers' hands and into the company's pockets, but literally because of that, like, they could have made fucking $100 off me this weekend. I would have just, like, rallied people. I would have blown up the Discord. But because it is structured that way, I just didn't.
Yeah, it just doesn't make you want to play it.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, let's not growl anymore. Let's move onwards and upwards.
So, Mike, you wanted to take a big bite out of your experience playing the Legacy main event? You
want
to
tell us about your blade and,
you know, a couple cool stories?
Yeah, man. It was really cool. All the people I played against were really friendly. We had a good time. Good players. There were so many people in this event, so there were so many chances to get paired up with somebody who sucks. either playing-wise or otherwise. But I got lucky, and I had a lot of really good games. It was cool. I went 4-3 and then dropped.
Right. Notably, you were 4-2, and
I was 4-2. Yeah.
Yeah. You were still in contention at that point, so that's still like a solid run, you know.
It felt good. I didn't feel bad about it. And it was really cool. So the first match I played blue black tempo.
Mike, what were you playing?
I was playing Cephalid Breakfast. So notably, no Nadu. Playing the classic version Esper. With two Lotus Petals. I call it Turbo Breakfast. So, emphasizing the turn 2-3 combo with backup with Orm's Chant. And I was just like, I'm planning an 11-round event. I knew it was going to be at least nine rounds. It ended up being 11 rounds. And I wanted to be, like, really just, like, easier to navigate. Less grindy.
Yeah, some free wins.
And that felt really good. All day that felt like a good choice. And also people were really confused about what I was playing all day. There are some people who are new to Legacy, and when they see like Urza's Saga, Lotus Petal, Underground Sea, they're like, what the fuck am I playing against?
That sounds like Saga Storm to me.
And that's a cool... Well, Saga Storm doesn't play anything but black.
Word. The Epic Storm is now on Sagas.
So Epic Storm is probably the best guess for that. But even still, that's kind of a fringe deck. So anybody who's new to Legacy, seeing those combinations of cards, is just going to be like, what is this? And not know how to play against it. So that was an advantage, for sure. The first player I played against was on Demir Tempo, and was a dude from New York who's in this. They have a YouTube channel called 90s MTG.
Oh,
really cool.
Yeah.
Something that I already watched.
Hell yeah.
And I knew the guy looked familiar. And then when he told me about it, I'm like, oh yeah, I've watched you guys. For sure. I noticed he was a really fucking good player. We had an awesome match. It went to time. And it was really, really close. That's like kind of a 50-50 matchup. And he ended up winning it. Not mad at all. I ended up facing Blood Moon twice, which is a very different deck from how I remember it. Haven't really played the new iteration of it. They don't play Chalice anymore. Now they play Vexing Bauble and Red Blast.
Yeah.
And in spite of not being ready for it, I ended up beating the first opponent. The second one was this French guy who was a very, very good player. And interestingly, he was like... He's like North America... Eternal Weekend is much better from the one we have in Europe. And I'm like, oh, why? And he's like, oh, there's just, like, a lot better events. And, like, there's the artists and people are a lot more friendly. I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, in Europe, people are dicks.
Interesting.
Mm. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And this dude was super, super nice. As soon as he was, like I heard his French accent, I kind of just expected him to be a dick. Maybe that's some weird bias that I have, but he was super fucking friendly and he was cool. He's a really good player.
It sounds like he needs to go play some PM in Europe and play in Flippy's event.
He should.
Yeah.
I bet that scene is a lot better than the legacy scene he's playing
in.
So that was really cool. My favorite matchup of the day was I played this guy who's only been playing Legacy for a year. He played Doomsday. And he played it super well. He had extra hand disruption. He had duress on top of Thoughtseize, which, of course, you know how much we appreciate that.
Yeah,
and I made sure to tell him, like, yo, I'm in a crew that's all about this card, right? So we respect. And he really, he thought that I was on some crazy brew. He had never seen Old Breakfast before Nadu.
Yeah.
So he was just like, wow, man. I don't know what you're doing. I can't wait to see the deck. He's like, I know you're on a breakfast thing, but like, I can't wait to see what it is. And then, you know, I explain to him that this is the old version. And then
you're on Christian breakfast.
Christian breakfast. Literally.
There we
is
go.
What I had.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was stoked about it because he was like, oh, you know, I like playing more proactively and doing hand disruption. I'm like, yeah, me too, man. And he was telling me about how much he hated white cards. And I'm like, dude, are you me? What is this? Are you just like a younger version of me? It was cool. Yeah, it was crazy. But we had a really good match. We had really good interactions. It was also very close. Went to the third game. Had a great day. Enjoyed everybody's company. And it was really fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
No complaints. Didn't do as good as I wanted to, but no complaints. Really cool fucking day.
Hell yeah. So you had a nice day. Let me think. So Nick and Brad, you didn't play much Magic. Mike, do you play anything after the Legacy main?
No, not today. I wanted to save my energy for tomorrow.
Word.
We play a PM, and
yep.
That's what we're all about.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I want to have some good energy for us. So
Mike caught us like right when we were leaving too. Like we had gotten in the car. We were on the way pulling past the convention center when I saw your text message. So it kind of worked out nicely in that regard because we were able to go get a delicious Lebanese dinner and eat a lot of hummus and other good stuff.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I wanted to mention one thing real quick. I was sitting next to Brian Cook's match, and I overheard him saying, I'm a loser, so I'm going to play first. And I just thought that was hilarious, hearing Brian Cook admitting that he's a loser.
Whoa. Yeah, we throwing out shade today. Throwing shade.
It was just funny. It was funny. You gotta appreciate the humor of that.
Yep.
All right.
So, notable finishes. J1 Arisi Q. So that's good for him. He's resting because he's tired of winning so much. I stayed after the venue because I wanted to ride the subway and because I wanted to play more Legacy because I've been playing much, and I've been hitting, like, 2-1, 2-1, 2-0 split. Really enjoying myself. Again, Bugstorm. Had a sick game where somebody started off with turn 0 Leyline. turn one null rod, and then I go Thoughtseize, and then they untap Chalice for one. Oh, I Thoughtseize, they show me two Mindbreak traps, that's it. Take one of them, they untap, then they Chalice for one, and I'm like, fuck, how do I have to deal with this? I have to go find Abrupt Decay or whatever, and then also get that, and Abrupt Decay to clear the Chalice, and I have to stick this Thoughtseize. We play for, I got like six mana in my hand, and then I Chalice check him, and I'm like, Thoughtseize, he's like, yep, and he puts his hand up. I'm like, hey, do you mind if we do this in slow motion? Like, hey, I'm gonna tap one black mana, pay for costs, and I'm going to place Thoughtseize on the stack. I'm going to pass priority to you. Does this resolve? He goes, Thoughtseize resolves. And I'm like, does this still work? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you have a chalice. You just told me it resolves. Like, we. And he's like, dog, you gave me two chances. Like, I fucked this
that
up.
That was really nice of you to.
Yeah, I didn't know if it still worked. So I wanted to be like really, really clear in case.
It definitely does.
Yeah. Because if he's like, oh, judge. And I just wanted to be like, hey, listen, like, I wanted it to be above board in case I was fucked up. And I wanted to give him two chances because I don't really like, I want to outplay somebody, not be like, gotcha. Although that feels good too.
Right.
So he was like, yeah, man, like, fuzzy sticks. Like, you gave me two chances. I'm like, all right, cool. Thanks, dog. And thanks for discarding your second Mindbreak trap. And then I just, I shit all my shit into the rest of the chalice. It all gets countered. And then he was at 16 from tombing so much. So I had a full grip, shatted onto the chalice, built storm, cast. It was super late in the game. Infernal Tutor for a Cabal Ritual, another Cabal Ritual, and then I Tendrils him for Xaxxes because I had Tendrils in hand. It felt really good.
That's
it was really
amazing,
fun.
Dude.
Yeah, and yeah, sweet. So that was my day. I like Legacy again. I'm still not gonna go out and play it. But,
I'm so happy that you had a cool Legacy experience.
Yeah.
Because we've been missing you in Legacy, man.
Yeah.
You're a very good player, and there's not many people in the world who are good at playing Storm, so.
I don't think I'm good, but I am glad that I can hang. Like, because I was playing against people, like, Legacy challenges during the main Legacy event. So it was either people who are not competitive about Legacy or people who lost. So it was largely self-selecting.
But you were still 6-1.
In spite of that, it's like
today,
the amount of time that you haven't played Legacy for, and then you haven't updated your deck. Like, he's not even playing Surveil Lands.
Correct.
Or any, like, not that there's a whole lot of new tech for Storm, but the amount of disregard for any new cards and just, like, still coming in, just wrecking those matchups through sheer skill is really impressive.
Yeah, I think I'm, like, 10-4. Legacy. So it feels nice just to be able to like hang, keep up. But again, it's all challenges. It's not like a Swiss 10-4.
So dude, you gotta do the main event next year.
I'm looking back because today was AM single elimination, I would estimate that I would probably go maybe 4-3 or 5-3, maybe, you know. I don't know. Mike, you're better than me. So yeah, I would be excited to 4-3, and I would probably still keep playing, and then just hang out, and then just end up, you know, like.
I just wanted to save my energy for PM because it's our thing.
Yeah. PM is more important.
Got to show up in force.
This is our thing.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool that you did that well in spite of that, and it's like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, I set modest goals and had modest success.
That's good.
Yeah, and I rode the subway back, the subway in Pittsburgh. It's beautiful. Again, Pittsburgh, wonderful city. They actually invest in their social infrastructure. So it's only 50% bigger, but it has like several subway lines that are actually underground. It's not a bus system. They have some above ground trolleys with like the overhead wires, overhead cables. But it was clean. It was pretty stations. It was intuitive to like get tickets. It was sick. Pittsburgh fucking rocks.
Love Pittsburgh.
So cool. That was our gameplay.
It's Worcester to the west.
Yeah. It seriously is.
Two Worcesters. We're saying it's like two Worcesters jammed into a LA valley.
Yeah.
Like everywhere you go, you can have a whole view of the city.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're always on the side of a hill.
And the roads are absolutely fucking crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like twisting, turning, dog shit.
And it's really irritating to navigate, but you don't care because the view is always good.
And if you, Brett is just walking in.
Brett's coming in with a handful of pizza
for the boys. All right. Obviously.
So that's our cue. That's the end of bonus episode number 4. Duress Crew coming in live-ish from Eternal Weekend. I'm Billy Mills Curran, and to my right is
Nick Mayo.
And the two boys cuddled up on the couch are
Mike Coyle
and Brad Stone.
Hell yeah.
Good night. I am a nightmare walking psychopath.